for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Oh, Haley, rock the rock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3 and 4,
we'll be right back.
Good evening, SUNY Oneonta. This is Way Back Wednesday on 90.9 FM WONY. I'm Rhythmic Rachel, and before we get started, I'd like to make a brief announcement. I have said this before, and I'll say it again until the time comes. You don't want to miss this performance on April 24th at 6:30 p.m. in Fine Arts Room 201. Arrangements in Action, featuring yours truly, Rhythmic Rachel, on the arrangement keyboard. Now, on with the show. Unfortunately, April Fool's Day is all over. But that's okay, because we're still going to be doing silly songs. Because I feel in a very silly mood right now. I mean, it's only second week of April. It didn't wear off entirely. Anyways, on with Perry Como. This is Hot Diggity Dog Ziggity Boom.
Boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life,
oh, hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
A cute little cottage for two that away. Skies are blue that away. Dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Hot dog.
Ah, what silly words. Like I said, it's all about silly pieces. Sweet. From the 1950s. Now on to this next one with a lot of great wordplay. Sweet Violets by Dinah Shore.
Sweet violets, sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
There once was a farmer who took a young miss in back of the barn, where he gave her a lecture on horses and chickens and eggs, and told her that she had such beautiful manners that suited a girl of her charms, a girl that he wanted to take in his washing and ironing, and then if she did, they could get married and raise lots of
sweet violets. Sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
The girl told the farmer that he'd better stop, and she called her father, and he called a taxi and got there before very long. 'cause someone was doing his little girl right for a change. And so that's why he said, if you marry her, son, you're better off single. 'Cause it's always been my belief, marriage will bring a man nothing but sweet violets,
sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
The farmer decided he'd wed anyway, and started in planning for his wedding suit, which he purchased for only $1. But then he found out he was just out of money, and so he got left in the lurch, a standing and waiting in front of the end of the story, which just goes to show all a girl wants from a man is his sweet violets,
sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets, sweet violets.
That was Sweet Violets by Dinah Shore, an excellent composer and lyricist. And before I continue on with the next piece, I have another announcement to make. And this one is to all members of WONY, especially those who are on air. And I'd like to remind us all about the general body meeting at Fitzell on Sunday at 3:03, well, at 3 o'clock in room 303. Don't want to miss it. We got a lot of important details to cover. Also, the formal on Friday after, on the 17th. And I'm excited about that. I can't wait to meet everybody else who's on air. That would be so much fun. Great networking. And then, of course, Vinylthon that starts on the 18th. And I will be on air on the 19th playing a rock and roll collection from the 1950s that probably made lots and lots of cash. Anyways, more silly songs coming up next.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers. Oh, oh! With flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for
stay.
Was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day. I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
That was The Thing by Phil Harris, and I want to dedicate that to my mom. I've played it at the place where she works, at the memory care where she works, for when we do percussion sessions. And dang, that kind of thing, it's crazy. After all, that is the theme of this set, is silly songs, things that are bizarre, crazy, out of whack.
I know.
And I'd like to dedicate this next one to Mom, too, because I've sang it at her workplace, also to Aunt Shannon. Anybody who's heard it at circle time back in pre-K, that would have been me. Here's Burl Ives.
An old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed a bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now fancy that, to swallow a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. What a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed a cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to say,
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shelf.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in a blanket she wanted.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and her poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to say.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
You're listening to Way Back Wednesday on 90.9 FM WONY. I'm Rhythmic Rachel, and that was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini by Brian Hyland. And again, another dedication to Mom. You're getting a lot. Gee, Mom, you're getting a lot of dedications today. How about that? Usually Dad gets all the 50s stuff. Now, speaking of silly fashion, although this is silly songs in general, another strange type of fashion from the 1950s that Dodie Stevens is going to sing to us about. Here is Tan Shoes and Pink Shoelaces.
Now, I've got a guy, and his name is Dooley. He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking. Heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a Port Liberty and a 12-foot yacht. But that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Now Dooley had a feeling we were going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the rig for raising such a storm when they tried to put him in a uniform. Can't shoot with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest and man on man. Can't shoot with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down in writing how to bury me.
I'm wearing canned shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest and man, oh man. I gave me canned shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
That was Chantilly Lace, also called Oh Baby, That's What I Like, by the Big Bopper. A one-hit wonder, a bassist, and a silly songwriter. Here's another one I'd like to dedicate to Mom because her name is in it. This is Little Richard with Long Tall Sally.
And Mary bought Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Sally.
You know, at this point, Mom, I might as well dedicate the whole episode to you. Although there is this next one I'm dedicating to Dad because he likes Connie Francis. Here's Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a half past eight.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Now on to something a bit more classical. Wait, what happened to the 50s? I can just hear your thoughts right now about this one, but a little background for those who are unfamiliar with the concept. This next piece is a concerto, which means that it is a solo piece, a piece for a solo instrument accompanied by an orchestra. And get this, Leroy Anderson's solo instrument of choice was the typewriter. I told you this was absolutely berserk. Anyways, hopefully the classical musicians in the audience aren't going to be too offended by Anderson playing a typewriter for this concerto. Laughing quite a bit during that concerto. Who writes for typewriter? The sad part is, though, it's only got one movement. Come on. Couldn't Anderson at least write a three-movement concerto like everybody else? Anyways, here's another classical one that Dad says is silly. I still haven't found the humor yet, but what do I know? Sometimes life is confusing like that. Anyways, it's a type of piece known as a symphonic narrative, which means that it, of course, tells a story, and there's a symphony involved, but then there's also a narrator and dialogue, like actually spoken. Now, I would play you Peter and the Wolf as a good example of symphonic narrative, but that piece would take up the entire program. But I found one that's much sillier, fits the narrative better, fits the theme better. Here is St. George and the Dragonette, composed by Stan Freberg.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Where are you, little star?
Make it.
Now that's a really cool idea. Making a nursery rhyme slash lullaby into a doo-wop piece. Kind of brilliant, kind of bright if you ask me. Get it? Like the star? Eh? Oh well. This next one I've also learned as a little kid, and I'm sure many of us have. Here's Splish Splash by Bobby Darin.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rub-a-dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. When I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door, and in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, breathing with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah! Bing bang, I saw the whole gang. Molly was a even there to a willow. Splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splash.
You know, I just got to say, you never can tell what musicians are going to write about in the 1950s, what they're going to sing about. The 50s was so varied in topic. I mean, especially on the silly end. You never can tell. That's the name of this next piece. Here's Chuck Berry.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the madam. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was waiting to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. Thank you.
nice wedding, and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
It's absolutely true. You never can tell what happened in the 1950s. There was so much going on. I mean, you got even not so silly things like the Cold War and all that. And anyways, before we continue on, I got a couple more announcements. Again, just a reminder to all at WONY that there's the general body meeting in Fitzell this coming Sunday at 3. And then next weekend is pretty packed. We got the formal at Friday. Yeah, the formal on Friday. And then Vinylthon the next day. I'll be on Sunday at 6 p.m. playing rock and roll 50s. I'd like to finally dedicate a piece to Dad. And he thinks it's silly. I think so, too, especially with the sound effects. You get sounds like, which is a lip trill. And usually that is reserved for vocal warm-ups. Of course, I know because I'm a vocalist. Want to be a vocal coach, formerly trained for almost 7 years. This is Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. My finagle and uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip right on a double back flip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Such silly sounds in the whole nine. Anyways, wow, I got a lot of announcements. Anyways, so there's, again, I told you about all the events at WONY. And then the following week after Vinylthon on April 24th, you don't want to miss it. Come see me. Arrangements in Action is the name of the concert. It's at 6:30 in Fine Arts Room 201. And I get to play an entire hour-long set on an arrangement keyboard, so it sounds like there's a whole band. Isn't that the coolest thing? Brilliant idea, if you ask me. Now, back to... Oh, one more thing. 25th of April, come see the World Chorus at the Foothills Performing Arts Center. I'll get back to you on the exact date on next week's episode, or the exact time, rather. And we're performing the entire album of Rubber Soul by the Beatles. Now, onto one last piece from the 1950s that is really silly. I mean, who'd have thought that a bird can rock? Here's Bobby Day with his hit single, Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rock, tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, go. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. It was grand. He started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Will the pretty at the birdman's stand, taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna
tonight. You've been listening to Way Back Wednesday on 90.9 FM WONY, and what a silly, bizarre time we've had today. Just going to recap all the announcements once again. Hope you're recording or jotting this down. I got a lot to bring up. So, this weekend, Sunday at 3 in room 303 of FitzCell, general body meeting for all WONY members about the formal, which will be on next Friday, and then Vinylthon, which goes all the way through the weekend of the 18th and 19th, I'll be playing Rock and Roll 50s Collection on the 19th at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And then on April 24th, come see me perform in Fine Arts Room 201 on the arrangement keyboard. Arrangements in action for a whole hour, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss that. And then, of course, the 26th, see the World Chorus at the Fine Arts Center, the Foothills Performing Arts Center, I mean. And we're going to perform, we're going to sing Rubber Soul, the entire album by the Beatles. And then for all creative writing members, all the people taking the class with Dr. Femiani, we got a field trip that got postponed to the 26th. And it's same time, same place as before. Meeting at Hunt Union and going to the campgrounds. Anyways, be sure to keep it locked for Vinyl Times with Sam coming up next on 90.9 FM WONY. I'm Rhythmic Rachel. Keep it locked. Good night, everyone.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the Women's